We are right outside the State House here on Bicentennial Plaza. I'm with Don Lamb, the director of the State Department of Agriculture. And Don, here right outside the State House, we've got farm animals, we've got all the farm organizations, and your department helped put this on with the Indiana Family of Farmers. A great event out here. Who are we doing this for?
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. This is, I can tell you right now, it's going to be the best day of the year for me just to see all this come in here. It's great. We're doing it. We're right outside the State House because we really are doing it for the legislators in a lot of ways. We really want them to be able to see agriculture, be reminded agriculture's out there. A lot of times, you know, agriculture is a pretty quiet industry. We do an awful lot, but we're usually fairly quiet in how we do it. So this is one of those days when we want to brag on ourselves a little bit and kind of give them a taste of what agriculture is like.
We did that. We've got FFA students in the State House today on National Ag Day. We've got all of this happening out there. It's just a big reminder for them that we are one of the bigger industries in the state.
Oh, yeah. We're a $35.1 billion industry to the state each year, just in the production agriculture part. And then if you take the ag bioscience world and add that to it, we're up to $70, $80 billion to our state. As far as you think about Corteva being here, you think about Elanco being here. Agriculture is a big business in our state, and it starts with production agriculture. It doesn't matter how small that farm is. It starts with production, and then it works its all the way up through that supply chain. And agriculture just means a huge amount of economic development to our state.
And your team, this idea stemmed out of your communications department. Some props to them, because this is really awesome.
Oh, I got to give Reagan Herr especially a lot of the credit for taking the bull by the horns and making this happen. But yeah, all the comms teams for the different ag organizations, we've got corn and soy and pork and poultry and beef and dairy, and all the different groups came together for this in a good way. The way agriculture does. That's what Indiana agriculture does. Indiana agriculture comes together as a team, and that's what you're seeing today.
And we're happy to be a part of it as well at Hoosier Ag today. Don Lamb here on the plaza outside the State House. National Ag Day. Thanks for celebrating with us here at Hoosier Ag today. CJ, back to you.